She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom. Big Rags and for Jenny Boom Boom, I got the homie DJ Meechie with me.
What up, what up, what up?
Meech, what up?
So, Vanessa Bryant, she just posted about Kobe again, man.
Oh.
Tore me up, man. She went on Instagram and posted about Kobe referring to him as her best friend, saying she misses all the funny and sweet little things that he would do during the marriage. She said, missing you, saying buongiorno, Prince of Pesa. I believe that's Italian.
Okay.
Because, you know, Kobe had abilities to speak a whole bunch of different languages, including Italian. She put hashtag my best friend, hashtag the best daddy. Miss you so much, handsome, sweet, funny, silly, loving husband. Missing you, missing you. And she also posted a recent extra interview where Kobe was asked to name his best friend. And, of course, he responded to his wife. So a few days ago, Vanessa posted a painting of her daughter, Gianna Bryant, dressed up in Lakers gear, saying, seeing my baby girl smile and happy again with the basketball under her arm, wrapped in love. It just warmed my heart. So, yeah, she,
it's going to be tough for her to get over, get past this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not even past, to go through this.
Absolutely.
I think she should, talk to Laura London.
Yeah.
I think they should get together and she should talk to her about how she, you know, coped with losing Nipsey Hussle.
Absolutely.
I think that'd be a good thing because both of them were high profile deaths.
Mm-hmm.
So they both in LA. Hopefully they get together.
Sad, man.
On a brighter note, the Kansas City Chiefs, they won a big game on Sunday when they won the Super Bowl. Also, when you get, now they got to have a parade.
Yep.
And when you get a celebration together, sometime alcohol is involved.
Especially for them. They ain't won in, what, 50 years?
Yeah, 50 years. So they had a lot of making up to do. So an unbelievable moment at the Chiefs Super Bowl parade. Wednesday, a car blew through barriers and led cops on a wild chase.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was ultimately halted. By a PIT maneuver.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what the PIT, well, a pit maneuver, basically. Now, what happened is the police said the search of the vehicle revealed no weapons. They claimed there were no indication of this being a terrorist attack.
Yep.
But the driver is under investigation for impairment, although a motive for the incident is still unclear. It was a silver sedan plowed into a parade route and drove right through it at high speed. A lot of people was out there, man.
Mm-hmm.
People could have really got hurt. The driver was cuffed at the scene and brought down to the Kansas City Police Department.
Jeez.
Everybody at the Super Bowl was making a big deal that Jay-Z and Beyonce wasn't standing for the national anthem.
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, they also showed number 45 what he was doing during the national anthem,
right,
too. He didn't have his hand over his heart. But, Jay-Z, he was at Columbia University Tuesday, and he addressed the video TMZ Sports posted this Sunday, showing J&B and Blue Ivy seated as Demi Lovato belted out the national anthem. A Columbia professor asked him if he remained seated to convey a signal, and Jay quickly replied, "It actually wasn't. Sorry." He said Beyonce told him she was thinking that Demi must have been going through in the seconds before starting the anthem because, as Jay put it, Beyonce performed at the Super Bowl before, and I haven't. He said they got to their seats and were later focused on Demi's performance. But from a business standpoint, we immediately jumped into artist mode.
Mm-hmm.
Jay added, "I'm really just looking at the show. The mic start, was it too low to start?" He went on to make the point he was concerned about the audio and all aspects of the show for a very good reason, because he's the one putting all the entertainment together for the Super Bowl. So
absolutely,
he wasn't making a stance.
Yep.
He was in work mode. He was making sure everything was straight because I guess his name was on the line because he's the one who produced it.
I mean, at the end of the day, I know a lot of people gonna say that that was an excuse or whatever, but I kind of feel him, though, because sometimes I feel like when I'm at concerts, I never enjoy the concert because I'm, like, looking at everything. I'm looking at the production.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the DJ, like, oh, he should have did it this way.
I mean,
like,
you know, there's a party, concert, anything, you go right into
mode. Yeah.
So, but you know what? He's not going to get the benefit of the doubt for that. People going to say, yeah, okay, we get it, Meechie, but
yep,
no.
Exactly.
That's what they're going to say.
It is what
it is. That's it for the Dirt Report.